Well, you know, we say we're never going to win it, so it's just about trying to, trying to get an influx of cash into the club. But then you see Chelsea losing to Bradford last year and pushing for the quarters, and you think, well, you know, why not try and go as far as you can? First round's always the difficult one, to be honest. You know, historically we haven't had good cup runs. Possibly last year we did okay, and you know, the one 12 years ago bombed. So, you know, hopefully we can get a win, and you know, keep the winning momentum going, and you know, try and earn some money.
Is a tie against a team from your division almost the most difficult thing in the first round of the cup, in that you'll know all about each other, and it perhaps won't have the FA Cup build up that a tie against a team from anywhere else would?
Yeah, I mean, for me that's good, because you know, the more build up you get, the more it distracts you. I mean, to be honest, whoever you play, you can have pitfalls in, and whoever you get drawn against, we've just got to be grateful that we've been drawn at home. We know it's going to be a difficult game. You know, I've had reports on them. I've watched York, and you know, the performances probably don't merit the results, and so that's always a dangerous animal when you're playing them. And it's a game that we'll be expected to win, but you know, we know we've got to do a lot of hard work if we are going to win.
For all that preparation and scouting and whatnot, is there going to be a degree of unknown quantity given the manager was only appointed this week?
Well, they've still got the same players, you know, and you'd hope that a new manager will get a response out of them same players. So, you know, whatever way you look at it, it's going to be a tough game.
What do you make of the phenomenon of the manager change bounce? It seems it might just be that you only notice when it happens and you don't notice when it doesn't happen. Do you think that changing a manager brings an immediate effect to a club?
I don't know, because you still can't change the players. You can try and change the mentality a little bit, but you've got the players that you've got to work with. You can organise them a little bit differently. I think a lot of it's luck. And you know, you either get off to a winning start or you don't. And you know, I don't think it's anything to do with really the new manager coming in. It's just a case of them players might just be due a win, or they might be due a turn of fortunes.
You mentioned FA Cup runs not exactly being plentiful for the club over the years. As the runs get further in the past, do you remember them more fondly? Is it one of those rose-coloured spectacles jobs?
Yeah, without a doubt. That, you know, obviously the penalties, the Bournemouth one and winning against Huddersfield, that was when the Wham Stadium was full. And I'd like to get them days back again.
In terms of your team, where does the performance at Leyton Orient rank this season?
Yeah, it was very professional, very accomplished and very assured. And, you know, in previous years and previous games, the barrage that we come under in the first 10 minutes, we'd have buckled under and probably lost the game. So to stand up to it and then to impose ourselves on the game, I think it was testament to the players and how well they're improving and how well they're starting to believe in themselves.
How much harder is it to do it again and replicate it at home, where perhaps the onus is more on you to take the game to the opposition rather than catching them?
Every game we play, we expect to be difficult, and we've got to get ourselves mentally and physically prepared and to go out and start each game probably better than what we have been starting at home, but start each game on the front foot. And we can't drop below our standards. You know, the minute we do that, we lose games like we did against Wimbledon in the second half. You know, we didn't play anywhere near like we can. And so we've got a method of playing, we've got an ethos, and we've got a standard that I set ourselves, and we've got to try and get as close to that standard as possible.
You've had all these problems defensively, a couple of defenders actually on the bench at the weekend, but now Dean Wynard's got 5 yellow cards after his performance. How much of a blow will it be to be without him?
Yeah, Dean's been doing really well this season, so yeah, it will be a blow to lose him. It gives other people opportunity, but you know, Dean would have played if he'd have been suspended.
Other team news-wise, anything else new to report?
No, not really.